Welcome to the Bright Beams Broadcast with Brother Ed Hicks, a broadcast for the proclamation of the unchanging truths of God's Word in a changing world.
There are a number of biblical truths about the soul of a man. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ." Man can be divided into three parts, the body, the soul, and the spirit. The soul, an immaterial and immortal part of a man, can be vexed, it can faint, it can be knit with the soul of another, it can thirst for God, it can be cast down and disquieted, it can be converted, and it can be restored. Psalm 23, verse 3 says, "He restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." It is wonderful that God can restore the soul of a man. The soul, when the man is divided into just those three parts, includes the mind, the conscience, and the heart, and it is the source of the emotions of the man. A man can become so corrupted by sin that his mind is terribly defiled and his conscience is seared, and his purposes are wrong, and his emotions run wild. God can restore that man's soul if he is surrendered to him. If one sees a person that has lived very wickedly and even committed cruel acts, he might think that that person has no conscience and that he is no more than an animal. But that is not so. He has a God-given soul, and God can restore the soul of that person if that person surrenders to him. God can make the once hard-hearted man to have a Christian tenderness and a Christ-like kindness. God can make the conscience that has been so seared by sin that it seems to have little capability to feel guilt, to be sensitive, and to condemn sin. God can take a man's mind that has been fed much that is perverted and worked to change that man's mind. Philippians 2:5, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Philippians 4:7-8, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. The Apostle Paul wrote that the peace of God would keep those Philippians' hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. In order for that to be so, they needed to obey instructions that were given in the context. Their hearts and minds were parts of their souls. God can help a man to think on the things that he should. God can restore a man's soul, even if a man has spent years viewing lewd and nude images. If that man will submit to God and obey God, God can help him to think on things that are pure and right. Child of God, never give up and never give in to sin. Some might think that their cases are so hard that even God can do nothing with them. Not so. God can restore the soul. There can be victory in Jesus for the child of God. Thank the Lord for his wonderful and mighty ability to restore the soul. And then the soul can be humbled. In fact, this and the next point can be put together. The soul can be humbled and the soul can be chastened. Psalm 35, verse 13, "But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. This is what David did when enemies of his that were false witnesses had done him wrong and were sick. It might have been that the flesh of David did not want to pray for them and to wish them well. The next verse says this, I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. Imagine David acting that way when someone that had done him wrong was sick. But David was made of the same stuff that you and I are made of. And David's soul might have risen up with a wicked and gleeful and retaliatory spirit. It might have been that David's soul needed to be humbled. And perhaps that's the reason why he fasted, so that his soul would be humbled, so that he would pray as he ought to pray for that person. A portion of Psalm 69 verse 10 says, When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting. Fasting is a tool that God has given his people whereby they might deal with their souls. Sometimes a person's soul might be so set on thinking what it wants to think and feeling as it wants to feel that it refuses to submit to the will of God. It might be sometimes that a tool that can be used in a case like that is fasting. Sometimes the soul might need to be humbled. It might rise up in pride and need to be humbled. And sometimes it might need to be chastened. And the tool of fasting might sometimes be very useful in the humbling and the chastening of that soul. And then the soul can praise the Lord. Psalm 146, verse 1, Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. While the children of Israel were under the leadership of Moses, God promised the people of Israel water. Numbers 21:17, Then Israel sang this song, Spring up, O well, sing ye unto it. And princes dig the well by direction of the lawgiver. Spring up, O soul, spring up. Sing praise in order to stir praise. Sing in accordance with the word of God in order for pure praise to flow forth from the soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I believe so often our prayers are feeble and we're not praying fervently as we should. And I believe so often our praises are insincere and we're not giving our whole hearts to them. We're not giving all that is within us in praise unto the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. One of the things you might do in order to generate praise within your soul is to think about his benefits. Anyone that hears my voice has been blessed by God. Think on things God has done for you so that your soul is warmed, so that your soul is helped to praise the Lord, to bless the Lord. The soul can be kept from some troubles. Proverbs 21:23, Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keepeth his soul from troubles. 1 Peter 3:10, For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. One might keep himself from much soul trouble by refraining his tongue when he should, and by speaking out when he should. I am not saying that just because a person is careful about what he says, that he will keep his soul from all troubles, but he might spare his soul from many troubles if he stays within the will of God in what he says and what he does not say. James chapter number 3, beginning with verse number 2 through verse 10, is a powerful passage about the tongue. James 3, beginning with verse number 2, For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which, though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Many a man has gone through tremendous problems in his life because of things that he said that he shouldn't have said. You and I cannot tame our tongues. You and I cannot control our tongues. But by the grace of God, the tongue of a man can be controlled. The tongue can be a tool of construction, or the tongue can be a tool of destruction. And many a person tears others down, and many a person causes himself soul troubles because of things that he says that he should not say. Do you want to love life and see good days? Then refrain your tongue from evil and your lips that they speak no guile. Do you want to keep your soul from many troubles? Then keep your mouth and your tongue. Years ago, when I was a boy, in our shed, there was a fruit tree sprayer up above with a hose hanging down. And I, not knowing what was above, pulled on that hose, and I pulled that fruit tree sprayer, that metal tank, down upon my head, and my head was cut, and I think I might still have a scar from where my head was cut. I pulled that thing down upon myself. Who knows how many things we pull down upon ourselves? Who knows how many troubles we go through that we do not have to go through? I believe that many a time a person's soul is troubled unnecessarily because of things that he says. Our tongue can be tamed by the grace of God. And then consider briefly, the soul can be anchored. Hebrews 6:19, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Thank the Lord for the anchor of the soul. The unbeliever does not have this anchor, but the believer has this anchor. Thank the Lord, my anchor has been cast above and not below. My hope is sure. My hope is steadfast. My hope is secure. My hope was settled by Jesus Christ. Thank God for the anchor of the soul.
Why not now? Why not now?
If you have any questions concerning this broadcast, give us a call at Lighthouse Baptist Church. The number is 850-610-3041, or visit the website at lbcfl.org. By the grace of God, get ready, be ready, stay ready, for Jesus is coming again.